1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hopefully your day is off to a wonderful start as we get into this weekend. You know, it sucks because this is the first weekend in October. I want to go to some like pumpkin patches, want to do some like fall stuff, but it is not feeling like fall out there. And like yesterday, even just to lounge around, I was like wearing sweatpants and like going out with my dog. And I was like, why am I wearing this crap right now? I don't know. I thought maybe if I just ignore what the weather's going to be like, it won't be as hot. That was the wrong choice. Just wearing sweatpants all day. I was just like, man, this sucks. I was like, I just want fall weather. Like, you ever notice that? Like, this year has been really weird. It's like when we wanted it to just be hot, it was super muggy and humid and nasty out. And now that we want it to just be chill, it's super hot again and continues to be muggy. It's like, Michigan summer, it never gave us just some nice summer days. It just felt like it was humid and muggy the entire time. So now I'm hoping, at least after this weekend, that we at least get into like 2 months of fall weather. And then right after Thanksgiving, like bring on the snow. I'm cool with that. Let's just get the snow out of the way. Okay. I don't even care if it's gray and wet throughout February and March. Okay. I just want to get that. The dreaded S-word crap out of the way early. Let's do that if we can, okay, Michigan? 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So if you guys are looking to get into some pumpkins this week, if you're looking to get into some pumpkins, do some pumpkin carving, one of the places that has been a popular place in the area is the Pumpkin Lot from Quartercracks Pumpkins. They've actually moved. Now, they've got their location off of 13th Street and M89 in Otsego. That remains the same. However, they've changed their location in Portage. They're going to be set up by the Kalamazoo Valley Habitat for Humanity Restore on Westridge. So they moved down Westridge a little bit. Again, the info is on the 107.7 RKR app. We can find them. But they've got some really cool sculpted pumpkins this year. And if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you could see that they do laser pumpkins. And they did one of the 107.7 RKR logo, which I thought was really freaking cool. So I just changed our banner picture on our Facebook to this pumpkin. This thing looks amazing. So if you guys are looking for like laser engraved pumpkins, sculpted pumpkins, these guys have a ton of stuff. I've got their hours up here on the 107.7 RKR app. It's important to know they're only open till Halloween, and the prices are really affordable, man. Anywhere from 50 cents to 10 bucks. Check them out up here on the 107.7 RKR app where they're at, all their hours, and this pumpkin lot's going to be bigger than ever this year. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1975 is the seventh studio album from The Who, By Numbers. This is my personal favorite Who album, but it's strange. Almost every single song written was recorded because apparently Pete Townsend was suffering writer's block. The album is really cool, though. Even the cover is a lot of fun because it features the band members as depicted as connect the dots puzzles and was actually drawn by the bassist John Entwistle. This is a wonderful album. If you don't have it, pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. I wanna hump, wanna jump, wanna heat up and cool down in a steam machine. I'm dreaming from the waist on down. I'm dreaming, but I feel tired and bound. I'm dreaming of the day the cold shower helps my health. I'm dreaming. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There is footage that was recently captured that is probably one of the coolest things you'll see in nature. It was captured from Mike Avery Outdoors, and he posted it on Facebook. And he said, this is some of the coolest video you will ever see. And I guess this dude, Troy Harrison of the Baldwin Canoe Rental and RV Park, was fishing a northern Michigan river when this beautiful bull elk came in for a drink. And this elk makes its presence known, walks into the river, starts drinking, and it's just standing there. And whoever his buddy is that's recording this footage, they're just completely silent because they're blown away by this, because this elk, it's got to be at least a 12 pointer, maybe 12, 14 pointer. The video is up here on the 107.7 RKR app. This thing is massive. This massive elk just comes out. And it's cool because you can hear the elk calls in the background. So you know that there's other ones that are nearby. But talk about just perfect timing, man. Like having your phone and like looking over and seeing this massive animal, just this gorgeous creature come out super peaceful. Just take a drink of water, walk in front of you. It's amazing. However, I had no idea that elk sound like demons. This is the first time I've ever heard an elk call before. Don't ask me why. I don't know what an elk sounds like. I've lived in Michigan my entire life. I didn't know they sounded like this. That is straight demonic. Listen to it again. Straight from hell, even though it's absolutely beautiful. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I have an affinity for barbecue. I love good barbecue. It is really hard for me to say what the best barbecue place is in the area, but Love Food has put together a list of the best barbecue in each state based on a lot of different things. But the best barbecue place apparently in the entire state is not too far from us. In fact, it's up in Grand Rapids. They say the honor of the best barbecue joint in Michigan goes to Two Scots Barbecue in Grand Rapids. They have all sorts of stuff. They've got this Southern Belle, a new menu item that they added last year, which is seared brisket, a house-made pimento cheese, a pickled collard greens, hot honey on a soft ciabatta roll. This sounds freaking amazing. They're known for their burnt ends. They've got tons of positive Google reviews, 4.7 out of 5 stars, 130 reviews on Yelp, 4.4 out of 5 there. If you've ever had them, let me know, 978-1077. I don't think I've ever had Two Scots before. Or just let me know your favorite barbecue place that's like super underground, that like that is off the radar that we should know about. 978-1077, because it's almost lunchtime for me. I woke up at 3:30, okay? Don't judge me. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, and it's time to get this freaking party started because we are rejoined in the Prairie Farm studio with our good friend Zoe Turner from BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty stellar. How are you?
I'm doing great. You were saying you're surprised at how chipper you are this morning.
Yeah, since I went to bed at 3 a.m.
You're just wiling out and you're just, you're waking up, but for the best reasons. Of course, we're going to check in with you. Want to know how this week has been for you so far?
Yeah, it's been going pretty good. Sales are up. We're seeing all the friendly faces, and I love seeing all the regulars.
Well, you guys are going to be doing something adventurous because I know you guys do a feature pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I need a little bit more info about this feature pizza for this weekend.
Okay, well, here we go. I'm calling all the white women, particularly me, because this is who I am as a person. Feature pizza of the week is pumpkin pie.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a small and a large, and man, I'm sorry, I can't get enough.
Explain what goes into this pumpkin pie pizza.
So it's surprisingly on our pizza dough, but it's very versatile. Mm-hmm. And then we schmear some pumpkin pie filling. Mm. We put our homemade crumble on it.
Oh my gosh.
Which is diabetes in a bite. But who's going to complain?
Diabetes.
And then when it comes out, it gets icing and powdered sugar.
Oh, my gosh.
And you would think the icing's, that's too much, but it gives it like that whipped cream kind of flavor.
Okay.
So it kind of completes it.
I was curious if you put like little like mini marshmallows on it or something.
Man, I thought about like, you know, it'd be fun to do like a pumpkin or sweet potato casserole sort of thing.
Right, right.
With that, because that's my mom's favorite thing to make. Mm-hmm. With the sweet potatoes and the little marshmallows.
That might be good for Thanksgiving time,
right?
Though.
I was thinking about that. But I was thinking about getting Cool Whip, but I don't know. I think the icing's going
to
be good.
All right. We're going to have to try that out because you guys do your pizza buffet every day, including today starting at 11, right?
Yep, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Man, okay. So we're going to have to come out and try that pumpkin pie pizza, that dessert pizza. That sounds really good. What else have you got cooking up over there?
Well, we're doing the brand deal with Jonathan Rand that I talked about last week. Mm-hmm. And if you come in and order, you get a little coupon and you can take it to the Portage Public Library, get a free Jonathan Rand book. And then you can come on November 4th from 5 to 7 and get it signed by him at our pizza shop and get pizza and eat buffet.
Now, if you guys are not privy to who that is the author of the Michigan Chillers book series, who does, mm-hmm. like, it's basically all Michigan-based Goosebumps-type stories.
Yeah.
So these are something you're going to want to get your hands on. So, again, more info, check them out, BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Come up there, get some food, and get all the info that you need about that. And you're also open late as well, a couple days a week.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 a.m., and Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Crucial.
Well, we're sorry, not 3 a.m. Dad changed it. I'm so sorry. I misspoke. 2 a.m., yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he was worried about safety.
Oh, that makes sense. He's a big safety man.
He is. Yeah, he's so sweet.
Yes. We also do Workplace of the Week with you as well. We have to announce our new Workplace of the Week winner, Zoe. So if you could hit him up with that new Workplace of the Week winner.
It is D-Dubs Detailing, Danny Thomason.
All right, D-Dubs.
Yeah.
Over there in Springfield, congratulations. You are the new Workplace of the Week winner. So we're going to throw you a pizza party next week. So hit us up, 978-1077, D-Dubs. Danny, hit us up, and we will throw you a pizza party next week. Again, if you've not gotten your workplace signed up, you can do so on the Workplace button on the 1077 RKR app and at WRKR.com. And then hang out with us every Friday right after 9 as we announce our new Workplace of the Week winner. Zoe, it's almost beer 30, is it not?
Oh, pray tell.
Pray tell. We are going to have to partake in a fermented beverage of gracefulness.
I am ravenous for this beverage.
We're just saying words at this point, trying to fill in the time between now and the time the beer hits our...
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Hey! Yes! You know what that is? That is beer time here in the Prairie Farm Studio, but we ain't drinking milk. No, no. We are drinking ice cold, delicious beer right now.
That was a good one.
It was. Jake from Presidential Brewing Company, welcome back to the studio, brother.
Oh, man, it's good to be here on a Friday morning drinking some beers with you guys.
Heck yes. And, I totally agree.
Yeah, today I brought a real funny colored beer.
Oh, my gosh. It smells so good. It looks so good. And I know this is about to taste so delicious because it contains my favorite fruit.
Oh,
what
man.
What are we drinking today?
Well, so Presidential, one of the things I think we do particularly well in beers, we're really good at fruited basically anything.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is because we use real fruit in our beer. So this is our Sherbert Hoover Blueberry Vanilla. And so it's like a kind of a lighter sour beer, but it has the blueberry in there. It's got the vanilla. It's got just this tiny little bit of like mild sour, and it's incredible. So let's give it a drink.
Yes,
cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, I like this one because it's sour enough that it kind of matches the fruit. But it doesn't necessarily make the corners of your cheeks go crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't leave your mouth puckering in a sour way. It's a perfect balance. This one especially, man.
Yeah, I love it. And the fruit is actually, it comes right from Coloma, too. So, yeah, we very much believe in using real fruit in the beer. When we're using fruit, it's not something other than what actually grew on the tree or in the ground.
Right. Man, this is why I love this, too, is because this balance between sweet and sour is perfect and just makes it one of your most dangerously drinkable beers out there.
Yeah, this is crazy too because it still comes in at 6%. So if you drink three of these, you're going to know about it.
Yeah. It's going to wake you up like a fresh cup of blueberries in the morning.
Yes, it goes really great with blueberry pancakes.
You're just going to get us in trouble over here.
That's the idea. Yeah, that's pretty much my purpose.
Man. This is such a good beer, man. How many blueberries, like, would you, so how much of this do you make?
Yeah, so when we make a full batch of Sherbert Hoover, and you guys are learning recipe secrets here, but I don't mind sharing them. A full batch is roughly 210 gallons, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And in that 210 gallons, we use 175 pounds of blueberries. Jeez. So, yeah, actually I have to drive, I can't take a car to pick them up. I have to drive a truck to go get them. And yeah, it's a lot of blueberry.
I'm weighing a lot of blueberries right now. That's like a quarter of Mark. I don't think that math is mathing right now.
Yes.
It is kind of early anyways.
Oh, man.
Well, you're done with the summer concert series over there. You had your last weekend of entertainment, did you not?
We did, and it was great. It was so good. Thank you all for coming out and hanging out with us all summer long. But even last weekend is a beautiful weekend, and of course, Michigan's going to show us 80 degrees this weekend, but all good things have to end at some point, and frankly, we don't want to risk all of our stuff freezing, so we have to call it, but that doesn't mean the fun is over at Presidential. We've always got more stuff coming up, and right now, one of the things that we're really excited about is our happy hour, so we're kind of telling everybody about our happy hour this month. This runs every Tuesday through Thursday from 3 to 5:30, and you'll get $1 off of your beers. You'll get 50 cents off of wine, 30% off of apps. And then we also have a new special right now that if you pick any of our hamburgers and any of our beers, you get $5 off the pair. So come out to our happy hour. It's a ton of fun. It's a good time to save a little bit of money on some Presidential goodies.
You said Tuesday through Thursday, 3 to 5?
3 to 5:30, yep.
Okay, beautiful. You give that little extra half hour once you get out of work.
That's right, yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. Well, we will help get you guys in the doors as well and give you a little hand off that bill with a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company right now, 978-1077. But even if you don't win that gift certificate, you're going to want to get over there today and try this because you're going to be getting this first pour at half off, are you?
Yeah, Sherbert Hoover. If you come in today and try Sherbert Hoover Blueberry Vanilla, you're going to get 50% off your first draft pour.
Get it in and get those calls in 978-1077. Caller 7, you're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. And we are going to be cheersing this first beer of the weekend. Yeah, cheers, hey. Everybody. I'm blue, da ba dee, blah, blah, blah.